LC, N8VLC. This is K8GPL.
Hey, Eric, I got you.
Okay, I just want to let you know that I'm on my way. I should be there in about a half hour or so.
I'll keep an eye out for you. Thanks a lot, Eric. See you soon. 7-3.
K8GPL Mobile.
W8YRC Mobile. WAYRC Mobile. I'm not sure who that was. Pretty noisy. WAYRC. Thank you.
Mike, you had a good day at work today. Glad for a good start again for you.
Yeah, I'm glad today was easy. So it wasn't too bad. Hopefully you guys start to feeling better here and get around the corner there, because I know being sick is no fun. And so hopefully things will start getting better.
Me too. The only way for word to describe this is miserable. It's been hard. He's probably about a week behind me. I think I'm finally turning the corner. I'm still talking a little bit, but I'm getting the rest of it out. But at least I'm feeling a little bit better. I think I'm feeling more normal for the season. I've been able to get my breath. That helps out quite a bit.
I've heard whatever's going around has been horrible, and just it takes forever to get rid of it.
Yeah, but that's what I imagined. It's probably going to take a little time, but I guess that's the way it goes. Glad to be home. Not really a whole lot. Not a lot of plans going on. We had planned for Bob's birthday, a little something, but that's probably going to have to be put on hold for now. We'll have to see how we both feel, I guess, at this point.
Yeah, I try to rest and get as much R&R as you can. We get feeling better quickly.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. Yeah, in fact, I went up to the store by myself. You know, Mom and I go together. I went out yesterday morning to pick up my medicine, get some gasoline for the gas can there in Toronto. It's not like Mom, but it's better to stay home, I guess, and feel what we're feeling like. R&R there.
Yeah, for sure. If you guys need anything, don't hesitate to reach out and let us know.
I appreciate it. Keep that in mind. You definitely don't want this stuff. So far, though, so good here on this
day. Well, keep us posted either way. So, like you said, whatever you guys need, just let us know, and we're happy to help out to the best we can. So. I think we did well. I really do. I think we executed well. The areas that mattered, I think honestly, we did phenomenal. There's a couple things we got to work on, but I think they're minor. I think everything went well, and I'm proud of everybody that participated, and definitely exciting stuff.
Yes, I agree. I agree. I was trying to focus on our end here, but usually I get a chance to kind of listen to the other Oakland and Wayne and how things are going for them. But
know, that mattered. You executed well, and you know, it's good stuff. I think it'll be useful here in the event that we ever have to get deployed. And, I think it's solid work. Currently working on getting the CAD together here for a leadership team, and hopefully you'll help us out the next time here for this set.
Yeah, I'm sure that will, that'll help. I'm sure that'll help out. It takes a little bit of, doing, and keep track of everyone, and the radio traffic, and where people are going, and status, those kinds of things. I think, again, that's something that can be worked on for next time.
Yeah, for sure. I think Wally and Mike did an awesome job in keeping track of everybody. Doing the two channel, having two nets going, I think it worked out really, really well. It helped keep everything in line, and it worked out very well. I think the next time, I think we'll do the same thing if we can.
Yes, absolutely. Like it's been said, if an incident like that were to occur, you'd have a type of channel or a channel like that to keep that at the main frequency like that. So I'm in agreement. I think it's a good thing, and that's how it worked out. And yes, I agree.
DMR part of it that worked out really well. Having three on the radio works out really well. It's got one person covering multiple channels. We've got multiple people on three different channels. And I did it kind of how we do it in dispatch, where I was able to back up anybody that needs to use the restroom or need to step away for a moment. That really helps out. So.
Yes, I agree on that one. Again, I heard your voice. I heard Paul, I think, once or twice there. And, like you say, sometimes you just need to step away from it. Part of it, he did really well, and
I told him I was proud of him. I'm proud of him in the fact that, he, like you said, he came up with some good ideas and, you know, good things, you know, to come up with, so.
Yes, absolutely. So, I like to say, I'm sure he's still working on his studying, and, you know, whenever he's ready, I'm sure he'll be ready to take the tech exam, and, like I say, he can get right on there, and Wind Lake, and other forms of communication out there.
Yeah, I'm excited for him. He's nervous. I think a lot of his nerves. His big thing is, you know, getting on the radio and just kind of, you know, breaking the ice there. But that's all right. We'll get him comfortable. And you know, I told him there's nothing to be nervous about. We all started somewhere. And you know, I goof up on the radio, and you just, you know, you laugh about it and you move on.
Yeah, that's the truth. Definitely stumble over words. I'm checking in on that EMR net there, and feel like I'm fumbling words, and it's like, my goodness, it's relax, you know, it's all in a day, and you know, we all do this once in a while. And,
yeah, he will, I'm sure he will, and, you know, just keeping at it, being persistent, and doing what you can, so, but, yeah, no, it's good, I'm glad he was able to help out. He was definitely excited about the set, and getting involved, and just, you know, having a part of it, so I was excited to have him there, too.
That's a good father-son activity, that's for certain. You have to work with him a little bit, and definitely got to see the pictures there that you guys posted there on Michigan.com, and I like seeing an action there, and Mike is projected to go, and a lot of the pictures that were taken, as I said, it's just something.
Yeah. It's pretty good. I try to take as much as I can, because it's like, you know, try to take as many pictures as I can, because, you know, it helps out with, you know, getting, you know, with the advertisement part of it, you know, and recruiting and stuff, but, you know, it's good memories, too, and, you know, having fun. That's what ham radio is about, is just having fun and enjoying the hobby, and, like I said, you know, and I say this over and over, you know, there's a serious aspect of what we do, but, you know, you got to have fun in the whole aspect of it, and, you know, when the hobby no longer becomes fun, then you lose interest, and that's not what we want. We want to make sure that we have that enjoyable time doing the hobby we love.
Yes, I agree with you there on that. Definitely, it's enjoyable to do. Like I say, it's been nice to, you know, pick up the mic and, you know, pick up a handheld. And, okay, had a good show there with a gentleman in Jersey, built some fun EMR. And quite a while, I think the battery was starting to wear down on the radio here.
Philly for sure, for sure. So, well, Dan, I am home. I'm going to head in here and relax. I think we're having Chinese tonight. I'm kind of excited about it. I haven't had Chinese in a while, so I'm looking forward to it. But anyways, appreciate you coming north and the conversation. And definitely looking forward to our QSO here Thursday. And hopefully you guys will have a good evening and stay warm tonight. It's supposed to drop down a little bit tonight, so.
Yeah, we got a couple of silly guys to have about that. Yeah, thanks for the ride along. Definitely good conversation today.
Mobile East Al
KZRBTO Mobile. KZRBTO listening. KZRBTO.